Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where we're joined by James Hughes, who is a chief market analyst at GKFX. How are you today, James?
Not so bad, Zach. Not so bad at all.
Right. I wanted to look at gold first, because it seems to be teetering, sort of support just below the 1280 level. I read somewhere earlier in the week that strange soul decided to sell $3 billion worth of gold contracts on COMEX. I'm sure that it was quite a big company that did that, or maybe the Fed. But anyway, intrigue in the gold market.
Yeah, well, intrigue in anyone really short selling at the moment on gold. I mean, I think the issue that we have with gold is that we're seeing the sell-off everywhere else. So we're seeing very much this risk-off environment. And whether you put that down to the fact that there's tensions over North Korea, tensions with Russia over Syria, but one thing the past has told us is any sort of conflict or hint of conflict does tend to be positive gold usually. And now we have seen those movements to the upside since the missile strikes that we've seen before, and with some of the rhetoric that's coming out between the US and North Korea. But still, we have turned around the last couple of days, seen that little bit of downside, seen the stalling, as you said, the support around that 1280 level. But To see big downside sell orders like that seems a strange one to me, because if you look at what happens with gold in this sort of situation, and especially with the likes of the dollar coming off, yields coming off, stocks coming off, it really points to one direction for gold. Now, of course, that is not necessarily always the case. Just because it points that way doesn't mean it goes there. But in the past, the sort of rhetoric we're seeing at the moment, that's the way it usually points.
Right, and that goes also with the situation on crude yesterday. Quite a slap for crude oil.
Yeah, exactly. And oil is interesting because it's got two different discussion points at the moment, really. Of course, you had those inventories yesterday, which came out in line with expectations, which is a first, really, for those inventories. But of course, you've got the OPEC deal as well, and there's even discussion this morning. We've seen some rumours this morning that they may have to extend that OPEC deal anyway. But the overall discussions around the OPEC deal are still going to go on. We know that there's a date in May now that's been set for a deadline on the discussion going forward. So I think that there's still movements to be had in oil as well. But again, when you look at the situation that we have at the moment with the US and the complete divergence across the world in terms of central banks, you've got equity markets not performing well. And even if you look at some of the earnings which are coming out in the last couple of weeks or so, or the last week or so, they're not particularly good. So it seems to have been a real turnaround in terms of some of these earnings from Q4 earnings seasons to Q1 earnings season. There's real negativity from that point of view. So I think there is a big divergence and a big swing in what's going on in the markets at the moment. One, because of that divergence in central banks across the world. Then you have the conflict areas, you have what's going on in oil. It's interesting times, but it's kind of finger in the air time at the moment.
I mean, the oil, I mean, we can't see the chart, but there's a trend line from 2014 on the weekly chart, and we hit that in February, and we've hit that just now and failed there. So that does suggest that this is a serious, or this could be a serious rejection of the upside. But as far as you were saying there, it is a bit difficult now to know where to put your money, or which direction should be trading. Is it against the dollar? Is that the easy trade now?
I think so. I think that's the easy one to look out for at the moment, because you do have, we do have that sustained downside at the moment in that. And if you look, I mean, we're all reluctant to mention anything around elections at the moment, but with a UK election going on, the most unwanted election of all time, I think, in the UK, and of course the French election, the first round happening on Sunday, you have a situation where you have potential strength in big counterparts to the dollar. With dollar weakness as well, that points to strength in the pairs. And of course, if we see Macron go through the first round with Le Pen, that's as expected on Sunday. That should lead to some euro upside if we're looking from that point of view, because Macron is so far ahead in the polls against Le Pen. So that does almost put that election into maybe a little bit of a foregone conclusion. The UK election, if you speak to everyone or look at the papers, look at the polls, that's looking like a foregone conclusion. Yes, we know the polls aren't always right, but we also have to look that they're not always wrong either. So I think it's With that in mind, you have you point to euro upside, you point to pound upside, but you also look at the underlying trend, which is dollar downside, and you've got where the trade's going.
Right, and then finally, just going back to the FTSE, we saw that move back towards the 7,000 level. Do you think that was it? I mean, that there's still value there for the UK?
I think there's still value there for now, but if you look at some of these earnings that are coming out, they're not particularly good at the moment. So I think that there is that worrying point at the moment when you do see a bit of a brief sell-off. If those earnings do continue to be slightly weaker, then we could see more of a downside. Even this morning, testing out that 7,000 and trying to go below that 7,100 level again. So I can see further downsides and further tests of 7,000, but then as the election approaches and of course what the upside means, if you buy into Theresa May's, if she wins, it's all rosy in terms of Brexit deals, then that leads to more upside. So I think, yeah, we're more blip lower and buy the dips and move higher there.
Well, I'm sure it's very rosy for her, whatever happens. She's going to win, either win by...
Yeah, whatever happens, she'll be fine, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, sir, there's no need to worry there. But on that note, James Hughes, Chief Market Analyst at GKFX, thank you very much for joining us today.